This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. Good afternoon, I'm Steve Brown. A Boston woman who dreamed of ending homelessness has died of cancer. Kip Tiernan was a longtime advocate for social justice and the founder of Rosie's Place, the first shelter for homeless women in the country. With us now is a friend and fellow activist who worked closely with Kip Tiernan since the 1970s, Fran Froelich. Fran, thank you for joining us today, and sorry for the loss of your friend.
Thank you.
Kip Tiernan was remembered for so many causes and her involvement in so many organizations, but topping the list is Rosie's Place. Why did she believe that a shelter for women was needed?
Well, at that particular juncture in time, there really wasn't anything just for women. She stood outside one of the shelters for a while and found that women were dressing up as men just to get a meal at one of the local shelters. And she thought to herself, we can do better than this.
Mm-hmm.
And she set up in a small storefront. She wanted not to have the name local food pantry or local shelter, so that people could just say, I'm going to Rosie's Place. It would have a more normal feeling to it.
What was it like for women who were homeless at that time?
It was really kind of frowned upon that women would find themselves in these situations, that there must have been something wrong with them or they were morally bankrupt in some way. Women were kind of behind the eight ball when it became necessary for them to try to survive.
What led to life fighting for social justice?
For Kippy, a lot of it was where she grew up. Her grandma always had meals on the stove ready for people who came by the house during the Depression, and that really stayed with Kip. Plus, Kippy was a very spiritual person.
She was once described as an angry daughter of Christ. What,
yes.
What role did her religion play in her work?
It was very fundamental to her life. She always wore that cross that was part of her to remind herself that this is fundamental, that we are supposed to take care of each other. We are indeed each other's keepers.
I first became aware of Kip Tiernan back in the 1980s. I remember the Dukakis administration was putting homelessness on the forefront, and Kip Tiernan was the face of mm-hmm. helping the homeless in Boston. Mm-hmm. How has it changed since then? Have we made positive strides?
Well, yes, we have, in that people have recognized that this truly is a problem. So things are better to some extent, but on the other hand, what's happened is things have become institutionalized. So we have more shelters and more soup kitchens and a huge food bank, and we still can't solve the problem. We're just addressing, kind of putting Band-Aids on the problem, and Kip worried about that a great deal.
With all the accolades that have been pouring in since Kip's death over the weekend, how do you hope that she is remembered?
I was thinking about what she would say to me, and I know she would say something like, you know, Franny, pull up your socks because there's plenty of work still to be done.
Thank you very much, Fran Froelich, the longtime friend and fellow activist with Rosie's Place founder Kip Tiernan. Thank you for speaking with All Things Considered today.